Oh, that is Zach Williams, our God. He is a chain breaker. Coming up on the 24th of this month, there is going to be an event dealing with addiction in our area. It's called 70x7 Breaking Chains, Changing Lives. It'll be held at the Richland Center Community Center. And our guest today is Arnie Johnson. He is a co-director of the Fresh Start Recovery Program. Hello, Arnie. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Darla. It's a pleasure to be here, and I thank you for this opportunity.
Sure. Now, you've worked with people who have struggled with addiction in many different capacities over the years. What impact do you see in our area? What impact do you see on people's lives, on families, on communities?
That's a good question. I lived in southern Missouri for 7 years, and I didn't know really anything about drugs at that time to speak of. And when I was down there, we worked at Teen Challenge, my wife and I. But to relate that to this area, what we saw in that area was families being destroyed, people losing custody of their children, people losing their lives, and also losing their freedom due to incarceration. So it's a devastating problem. And that was like, now it would be 9 years ago. When I moved back in 2016 to Wisconsin, I was stunned to see how bad it had gotten in this area, how it had changed that much in such a short time. I know several people that have lost their lives since I've been back. I've seen people go to jail and prison. And I see a lot of people that are out there struggling to the point of despair. So it's a devastating thing, and it's in fact, today on the radio on the way in, I heard of a community that had 70 overdoses. I see Darla shaking her head.
Yeah, I've seen that report.
It was this K2 or something. Mm-hmm. They had done. And it's just crazy to think of what people will do to change their thought process or numb the pain that they're feeling.
And that was leading into my next question. What is it that gets people there? And it's numbing that pain, isn't it?
It really is. And the focus of our ministry is on learning how to forgive. Because if you can't forgive, it's kind of like having a thorn stuck in the bottom of your foot. And every time you take a step, you feel the pain. And if you have something from your childhood or maybe something that was said when you were younger, like you're never going to amount to anything or you're stupid or whatever, you would think, I'll just get over it. It's not that big a deal. But for a lot of people, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And they carry it with them. And I don't understand it all, but I do know that when people are hurting, quite often they'll turn to something to make them feel better. And they don't understand there's other alternatives.
How does it become such a stronghold in people's lives? Is it that there's that first step of either trying to fit in and go along with everybody and be part of the crowd or trying to numb the pain? How does it get to that point of being such a stronghold where it totally controls your life? And, you know, I've seen even in relatives' lives where they will do anything and everything to get that next fix, even if it means putting their families or their children at risk.
Well, I'm glad you used that word because we use that a lot in our teaching. A stronghold is something you can't easily break from. And in our own power, most people cannot break a stronghold. And there's a very strong spiritual component to drugs and alcohol. And if you notice, I tell a lot of our clients, just drive by the different, any place that's a convenience store or whatever, quite often on their banner above the store, they'll have wine, spirits, and beer or bait. I mean, it's all kinds of crazy stuff, but the word spirits comes across. I said, what do you think that spirits is meaning to you? So we talk about that, and a spirit can get into us. We choose, we can put it in us, but the spirit of alcohol or drugs can change our thinking. And it isn't an answer to our pain. It just exacerbates the pain in the long run.
So just basically, before we get into the event coming up on the 24th, what through Fresh Start do you do to help break those strongholds in people's lives?
Okay. That's an excellent question, Darla. What we do, we start off with a 4 to 6 week session, 1 hour each, working with people, kind of like educating them with how to fight a spiritual battle. Because quite often people aren't even aware they're in a battle or a war. And once they realize it, we basically use Ephesians chapter 6, which talks about the armor of God and how each piece of the armor is meant to fight the enemy. And once people get that concept, first of all, they need to have Christ in their life in order for these tools to be effective. But once they get to that point, they start seeing how they can be trained to operate in the spirit realm. Because if they're not trained, they're probably going to fail when the enemy comes calling. When you're in the military, people would be sent off to war after they had been thoroughly trained.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're not, they would panic. They wouldn't know what the enemy looks like, his tactics. So all these things are important. And it's something that I think a lot of people miss when you're dealing with addiction or internal pain, is the fact that there's more to it than just our normal thought process. There's a spiritual component to it. And if we miss that, quite often people don't get the help they need.
Do you think that's why the faith-based recovery programs seem to have a much higher long-term success rate than those who are
exactly.
that are not faith-based?
Yes, and when we were in Missouri, I'm not going to tell you the whole story on air here, but we worked with probation and parole, and they were sending people to us, and it wasn't because I am smart or my wife, Donna, was smart, or any of us were smart and brilliant in what we did, but we did use the Word of God, and we did use the healing power of God and teaching people how to forgive. And the success rate was, I would say, estimating between 75 and 85%.
Mm.
And the secular world, it's much lower, of course. Maybe mm-hmm. I'll be very favorable, maybe 10%,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in that range. But it's a lot of fun, actually, to see people's lives changed. And I see families being restored, people getting remarried, been divorced. I see people that have been living together get married. And I see kids hugging their parents for the first time in a long time because they are healthy. So that's the exciting part.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, I don't think there's many families in our listening area who have not been impacted in one way or another by addiction. So I'm very thankful for your ministry and also for this event coming up. Again, it's going to be down in Richland Center, at the Richland Center Community Center.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
going to be coming up on Friday, August 24th. Again, it's called 70 Times 7, Breaking Chains, Changing Lives. Tell us about the event. Who it's for, and what we can expect.
Well, it's open to everybody, and we had a question asked yesterday about people being embarrassed to come there. Please don't feel that way. It's for everybody. It's for informational purposes, but it's also for maybe hearing from some people that have had struggles, and they have used this approach, and the results are just amazing. So, I won't tell you everything that we're going to do, but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a great time.
You mentioned there's going to be music. There's going to be some people sharing their testimonies. People who have struggled with addiction, but who have been set free by the power of Jesus Christ. And they'll be sharing that hope and encouragement with others to let you know that it is possible. Again, for those who have witnessed addiction, you just see that vicious cycle that just goes round and round and round and round. But, you know, Jesus Christ can step in. Amen. And he can break those chains of addiction. So if you are interested about this event, it's coming up again on Friday, August 24th. That'll be from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Richland Center Community Center. And a couple people sharing their testimonies, which is always, I think, the most powerful, because there's no one who can understand what you're going through like someone who has been there.
Yes.
And these people knowing there is victory over addiction, and there is freedom from addiction. So they'll be offering their stories of hope. But you can find all the details and directions for this event on our community calendar. Again, that's August 24th in Richland Center. And you can find the calendar on our Praise Network mobile app and also online at praisenetwork.com. And so, Arnie, if someone would like to find out more information about the Fresh Start Recovery Program, we will have that on our ministry partner page. So just go to praisenetwork.com and look up Fresh Start, and you'll have the contact information there if you'd like to get in touch with Arnie and the Fresh Start Ministry. Arnie, thank you for what you're doing. Unfortunately, there is such a tremendous need for this type of ministry in our area.
Yes, there is a tremendous need, but we're praying that God will intervene in many lives, and we'll have many more facilitators interested in doing this kind of work.
You'd like to see these programs starting up all throughout our listening area and beyond as well.
Every community. I would love to see it. And it's God's work, and it's effective. And when you see lives changed, you will become addicted to seeing lives change, and you will just want to continue it.
Such a celebration, isn't it?
Yes.
Like a brand new life.
Yes.
Before we go, Arnie, would you talk to that person right now who is struggling with addiction? Maybe it's opioids, or maybe it's a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter who's struggling with addiction. Speak to that person and give them the hope that you found.
Right now, if there is anyone hearing my voice and is interested in what we've just talked about, I'm here to tell you there is hope. And the hope is in Jesus Christ and his supernatural power. His power is so amazing to create the world and everything we see. And he loves us so much. When you tap into the supernatural power and you learn how to use what he's given us, you can be actually set free. You don't have to struggle every day through life, white knuckling, they call it. Of hopefully I can get through another day, you'll actually become a different person. It's not so much what you learn, it's who you become. And that's the secret right there, forgiveness. Mm. And once you learn that, you can be free.
And that's not something we can do on our own, isn't it? It's only through the power of Jesus Christ, but we can do it through his power.
We need to submit, and he will give us authority over the enemy.
Mm. Great. Again, our guest today has been Arnie Johnson. He is the co-director of Fresh Start Recovery Program. And also, he's involved in organizing the upcoming event, 70x7, Breaking Chains, Changing Lives, coming up in Richland Center on August 24th. If you'd like to find out more about that event, stop by our calendar page. Again, that's on the Praise Network mobile app and online at praisenetwork.com. And you can get in touch with Arnie through our ministry partner page. Just look for Fresh Start Recovery Program. Arnie, thank you for being with us today and praying that God will continue to bless your ministry and the upcoming event as well.
Thank you so much. And your prayers are so important to us, everybody that's listening, because I think we all have a common goal of wanting people to get help. And we thank you so much for especially this Praise Network. It's amazing. I wanted to share one quick thing.
Sure.
I've told people, even when I was in Missouri, there's an aspect to the spiritual warfare that if you anoint your house with music, and I've used the Praise Network when I moved back, put your radio station on and leave it on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you will see amazing things happen in your environment because the enemy does not like to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the enemy will leave at least your home and maybe not pick on you quite as much. It's a pretty cool thing, and it does work. It really does.
Yeah, there is power in the Word of God through His Spirit,
yes.
You know, working through the ministry and through the teaching of His Word and through the music. And, you know, we've heard families share that very thing, that children who are struggling with night terrors, and they ended up keeping the radio on 24 hours a day, and they subsided. So we know God is able to use this ministry in that way as well, and we're just very privileged to be part of it. Well, thank you for sharing that again, Arnie. Thank you for coming by, and you can find the information about the upcoming event on our calendar at praisenetwork.com.